Thank you for calling the Credit Pros. My name is Zeke, a certified credit repair specialist. Who do I have the pleasure of?
Hello, my name is Ira, and I have here Lobby on the line. And she's interested in a personal loan through our program. But her credit score is 572 and with negative items, which is child support. So can you come up with a game plan to improve her credit so we take her to the next step of our program and assist her with a loan she's looking to obtain?
Okay. I can take it from here. Thank you for the transfer. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Lovey, I have the credit specialist on the other line now. You're in a good hands, okay? Both of you have a
great day.
Okay.
Hello, Lovey. How are you doing today?
Fine, you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So my name is Zeke from the Credit Pros. I'm a certified credit repair specialist. Tell me, what sort of credit issues have you been having?
Okay, my main issue is child support. And then I had applied for a couple of car insurances, and before I picked one, they decided that they were going to put it on my credit report. So those are I have two on there for like $200 or something like that they just decided to stick on my credit report. And that's about it. It's not really, the child support is the main thing. It's been on there 15 years. No, they won't take it off. They will not take it off. I don't care how I've been through this so many times. I even went with the letters and all that stuff, and they just won't take it off.
Okay.
And it's been past 7 years.
Okay, well, listen, we're going to help you dispute all that stuff. Anything that's on your credit, we're going to send out dispute letters. We're going to challenge everything, okay? At the same time that we're doing that, we're also going to help you boost up them points, okay? Okay, so tell me, do you have anything that you're paying on time that shows a positive on your credit report, like a credit card or a loan?
Yes, I do. I have a credit card there. I just paid it off the other day, and then now it's saying I don't have any money on it. I just called to deal with that, because I guess I use it online, and if somebody starts using it, I guess. So my balance is at full, and it's but I just paid it this month, the whole bill. I paid it twice actually this month. Tomorrow, I think that's when my credit score actually went up.
Okay.
Because I didn't have no credit score at all. Like, they couldn't even identify me at first. And
okay.
So when I paid my credit card, and then I went to look at my credit, I had 572.
Okay. So tell me, what is your goal for improving your credit? Or here, wait, hold on. Let me rephrase that question for you. Where do you see yourself in the future by having good credit? Do you see yourself purchasing a home, a vehicle, maybe being financially stable, having a business?
I'm right in the middle of starting my business and trying to get funding, but my credit is so messed up that I can't really get funding. But yeah, I'm like right in the middle of that right now. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
So by the time my credit score gets good, I'll be living well.
Listen, and you're going in the right direction, okay? Most people don't start right here, okay? Most people, when they start from the top to the bottom, okay? And that's not the way it works with this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got to fix this in order for you to have everything that you want in front of you, okay? Build this, and I promise you, you're going to accomplish every single goal that you want, okay? And your life gets a lot easier, okay?
Yeah.
So you're going in the right direction. And
let me help you
get there, okay?
You are.
So based on what I understand, the only thing that may be holding you back is your credit. Unlike other companies, we work on improving every aspect of your credit, from disputing those negative items that are questionable to giving you access to positive credit. So what I'm going to do next is I'm going to attempt to solve pull of your credit summary to get an updated look at your score on those negative items. This is just a courtesy pull. It's not going to affect your credit score in any way. And we special technology to protect your information just like your bank does, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So can you please spell out your name just like it is on your state ID or driver's license for me, please?
Lovey, L-O-V-I-E.
Okay.
House, H-O-U-S-E.
Okay. Do you use a middle initial?
P.
for Tom?
T for Pearl.
Okay. And what's your street address?
I'm 278 47th Street, Apartment A, San Diego, California, 92102.
And what was your zip code again?
92102.
92102. And you said it was 7278. 7, what was your street number?
47th Street. 4747.
Okay. So it's 478.
It's 278.
Okay, 278
Street.
Oh, 47th Street. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Apartment A.
And your cell phone number 619-856-8508.
Correct.
And what's your email address for me?
HOUSELOVIE, the number 3@gmail.com.
Okay. You said it was Lovey. It was your last name first, and then your first name, correct?
Last name first, and then the number 3@gmail.com.
Okay, and it's all lowercase lettering, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat that for you just to verify that I got it correct. Okay.
Mhm.
You said it was houselovey number 3@gmail.com, which is spelled HOUSELOVIE, the number 3@gmail.com.
Okay.
Okay. And what's your social?
552.
Well, I could barely hear you.
552-531949.
I'm going to repeat that for you just to verify that I got it correct. You said it was 552-931948.
552-531949.
Okay. Here, I'm going to repeat that one last time for you. You said it was 552-531949.
Correct.
And what's your date of birth?
5/30/1978.
And 5/30/1978, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you some security questions. These questions are just to verify that it's you and nobody else. Also, keep in mind, a lot of these questions are random questions. Some are going to pertain to you. Others are not, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your credit file indicates that you may have an installment account of a personal loan, electronic appliance accounts, jewelry accounts, open in around November of 2018. Who's the credit provider for this account?
None of the above.
Okay. Your credit file indicates that you may have a student loan opening around March of 2019. Who's the credit provider for this account? Is it Doral Financial? None of the above?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Okay, so Lovely, unfortunately, I was unable to pull up your credit summary. Sometimes that happens if it was pulled in the last couple months or here recently. No worries, though. We've already identified some of the negative items that may be affecting your credit score. If you had late payments, medical collections, evictions, bankruptcies, or anything else harmful, we're going to help you dispute them. Now, let me explain how the service works. Tell me, what do you do for a living?
I'm an entrepreneur.
Okay. You don't collect Social Security?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So this is what I have available for you today, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I did mention to you about the rent owns. Are you interested in the rent own?
The rent to own?
The rent to own homes?
Yep.
Okay. So you're going to have access to your unique client portal. That's where you can see the improvement of your credit score 24/7. You can see what negative items we're working on and what negative items we have removed from your credit score. You can see different opportunities for you and your credit. And, of course, you have access to your credit information at any time, okay? I did mention to you about the rent loans, which right now may be out of reach due to your current credit and not having a down payment. So we understand the frustration and very excited to have partnered up with one of the biggest rent-to-own programs in the country that allows people who may not qualify for additional mortgage to rent a home while saving up for their down payment. This way, while you're restoring your credit, you could be searching for your home and applying for their program. Does this make sense so far?
Yep.
Okay. So the goal of the Credit Pros is to strengthen your credit so you could achieve your goals, okay? So landlords are looking for a credit score around 640 with no negative items. But the benefit of the rental owner is that you get into a place, live, and work on your credit score at the same time. So we're going to send you a letter of recommendation so you can prove that you're working on your credit score with a professional credit repair company. Okay? You also mentioned that you needed to get a loan. So once you get enrolled in our service, you're going to have access to one of our features called the Loan Wizard Tool, which can be used to review third-party loan options based upon your credit worthiness. However, our main goal is to help you improve your credit score so you can have access to easy type of financing in the future with a reasonable interest rate. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to do all the work for you by sending out target dispute letters challenging the negative items, which you identified as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable on your credit report with all three credit bureaus at the same time. In other words, we're going to help you clean up your credit score. And of course, we're responsible about those negative items being removed. So for some reason, something shows up again in the future, you have a lifetime warranty with us, okay? Okay. So we offer discounting prices for our clients who receive and verify that they're an SSIRSSD. It's an unlimited program, meaning it doesn't matter how many negative items you want us to attack. We send dispute letters to all three credit bureaus using advanced AI technology, plus you have instant access to your very own portal so you can keep track of the progress in the program. So the program's $119 to get you started, $79 month to month upon verification. And what that means is once you show verification that you're on SSIRSSD, your payments are going to drop to $79. There's no contracts, no obligations. You could opt out once you see the results that you need, okay? So, lovely, would you be signing up with us today?
I don't have money right now. My card was compromised, so I don't have any money right now to pay for that.
You don't have $12.95 today, lovely?
I really don't, and I'm pissed off that it's only $12.95.
Listen, if you have like a Cash App, really, anything like that, even a gift card.
I don't have nothing on me. I have cash, but I don't have no money on me right now. Okay, I could probably go put it on my card and do it like that.
Okay. And listen, for $12.95, I can sign you up today.
Yeah, so can I call you right back?
Unless you want me to stay on the phone and wait for you. Well, sometimes I get caught up with the phone calls. Oh, you have to go to the store?
Yeah, I have to go to the store and I can go put it on my card.
Okay, well, let me give
you... call me back in like 45 minutes.
Yes, I could give you a call back in 45 minutes.
Oh, that would be so much great because I sure could use that.
Listen, this is the best investment that you can make on yourself.
It is. It really is. And I'm really irritated that it's only $12. And I just called my card because I checked to see if I had money on there. And they said I didn't have none. And I just couldn't pay it. So, but I used it online and so it got compromised. So I had to do a whole other card and everything. So I got to go to the store and put money on my card.
Listen, everywhere you go, they're asking for your credit score, okay? So why not start from your foundation, build your foundation, and then that way you have all these doors open for you instead of them being closed. and you're always struggling, you know, it relieves a lot of stress.
Definitely. And $12.95, that's all I need. I mean, no, they don't think I got $12.
I mean, unless you can have somebody send it to you, to your Cash App.
I know. I don't even know who to do that. Let's see.
Huh? Because you could transfer money from one card to another.
Yeah, cause that's how I normally do that. Let me see if I can. I don't know who can do that right now, though. Let me see. But I don't have very many people that have Cash App. Nobody likes to use Cash App no more. Let me see. This is my homegirl. You think if I ask my dad, or my dad might can do it for me, and he could, would he be able to use his card though? Hello.
What's up?
Hello.
Yes, I'm still here.
My dad is here. I can ask my dad.
Yeah, you can ask
my dad if he could do it. Would he use his card?
Or ask him to loan you
his card.
To loan you his credit card, so that way we could transfer them. And that way we can get you started.
For it, and then I just.
Yeah, and then you just pay him back.
And then I'll just, That's what he said. Let me ask him. You guys are way better than Lexington Law.
What time?
Way better than Lexington Law.
Oh, absolutely, ma'am. You can see our results. We have an A+ with the Better Business Bureau.
Yeah, because you know Lexington Law, I had tried them and I paid them. I had gotten to with them to where they had to do the stuff for me before they charged my credit card, because they had been charging my credit card and wasn't doing anything, you know. And so then they called me one time and they were supposed to just fix it and then use my, you know, tell me about it after they charged me. You know, they're supposed to fix it and then charge me. And they didn't. They were charging me and they weren't fixing nothing. So one time I disputed the claim on them, and then they put me in the computer and they call me all the time still, but they got me in the computer like they can't help me, but they still calling me. That. So do you have $12.95 so I can start my dispute letters and stuff with the credit bureaus? They're gonna help me get my credit together. And I need $12.95. Huh? Right here, he right here. On the phone.
Hello? Hello, ma'am?
I'm here. Okay. Yes, I'm here. Yeah, I said yes.
Okay. You want to give me your card number, your expiration?
Hold on. Here you go. It's 5178-6905-3688-0951.
What's your expiration on it?
Expiration date is 01/26.
Of 2026, you said?
Yeah, and what's 01, the CVV? Yeah, 26.
And what's the CVV?
329. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that for you just to verify that I got it correct, okay? You said it was 5178-6905-3688-0951. 0951. Correct?
Yes.
And the expiration on it is 01 of 2026. And the CVV is 329.
Correct.
Okay, does he have any security code or anything like that that he has to pull before I process the payment?
No.
And we did agree on the, you said it was a Social Security, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so your second pay, your next payment will be on the 21st, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So I have my card. I have my card.
Okay, and I want you to take this number down for me, okay?
Okay, hold on. Thank you, Daddy. Okay. My dad, no, he know he been trying to help me get myself together.
And you let him know. Thank you, okay? Because next year, when you're barbecuing and living that life.
Okay.
Okay.
He'll be happy for that. Then
correct.
Live his life like he wants to.
Okay.
Okay. I got a thing.
Okay. It's 973-233-4388. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's the number to our customer service. Any questions, anything, concerns, anything like that, give us a call. And make sure that you call so that way you could put that, you could put your, the card that you want to be charged on.
Card on.
Correct. So that way they don't charge your debt, okay?
Right.
Okay. So once the payment is accepted, the second payment fee of $119 will be charged on March 21st. Then after that, it's going to be your monthly payment. And then you show verification that you're, on SSI or SSD, your payments are going to drop to $79. Do you have any additional questions?
Okay.
Yes, so I'm just going to go over.
What is the site that I go to watch?
The Credit Pros.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm going to introduce you to the client portal here in a little bit, okay? So.
Okay.
I'm just going to go over some credit card disclosure. We need your authorization and it will process the initial payment of $12.95 to be charged today. Standard procedure dictates that cards resulting in a decline will be subject to reattempt for enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, okay? So I'm going to submit your payment.
Okay.
Okay, can you please be on the lookout for a text message from the Credit Pros? And can you please open that up for me? That's your client portal. Everything that I mentioned to you is going to be available for you in that client portal, okay?
Welcome to the Credit Pros.
There you go.
First set of no photo ID. Okay.
Is that for the client portal?
Yes.
Does it say client portal? Okay. Just go to the blue hyperlink button for me. And then just click on there, okay?
Okay. Okay. I did that. My phone is dead.
Okay. Sometimes it's a little slow.
Yeah, my phone is hella slow when I'm on it too. It'll be like, da do da do. Like one day.
It's technology. Sometimes it's all good, and then there's times where it just
they don't have the 5G.
Correct.
They don't have the 5G. They still on 4G. Like they like right in between. You know, they haven't switched all the way over, so it's running slow as hell. Hmm. It's like today. Nope. Oh. This site can't be reached. Took too long to respond. Try checking. You can accept interruption. A network change has been detected.
Okay, when you get to the, are you already choosing a password?
Not yet.
Okay.
Come on. It's not even loading at all. Yeah, if you're saying it took too long to respond, I'm having a hard time going to that link. Will I be able to go? Do you guys have an app?
Yes, but listen, ma'am. Let me transfer you over to an AutoCarter advisor. All this you're going to be able to do on. It's basically personal information that you're going to be able to fill out. Okay, maybe it's because we're both on the phone that it's going a little slow. But that's your client portal. I encourage you to get to know that client portal, because all your tools that you need for you to improve that credit score is in there, and there's a lot more stuff in there to help you. Okay, so get familiar with it. Okay. So congratulations once again on joining the Credit Pros. We're very excited to get you on this journey for a healthier credit score. I'll be transferring you over to an auto credit advisor called Ace, who will verify that I entered all your information correctly. This would only take 2 minutes. It's very important that you listen to the entire message for your account to be fully set up. I want you to stay on the line, and please don't hang up for the transfer. Okay?
Okay.
Listen, it was a pleasure talking to you today. It was an honor getting you enrolled. You have a wonderful day, okay? Please stay on the line, okay?
Okay.
All right. You have a wonderful day.